A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Nobody does. Makes me feel sad for the world. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best. I wasn't looking, but somehow you found me. I tried to hide. Like heaven above me, the sky who loved me is keeping all my secrets safe tonight. Nobody does it better. Sometimes I wish someone would. Nobody does it.
From what I think is an MTV appearance from 1995, that was Radiohead with their take on the Carly Simon song theme to the James Bond film from 1977, The Spy Who Loved Me, and that was Nobody Does It Better. And singer Tom York has gone on record in the early days of the band as saying that it's one of the sexiest songs ever, although as of late, Radiohead seems to be covering Neil Young more, equally as sexy. Other artists who have covered Nobody Does It Better includes Amy Mann, and then Me First in the Gimme Gimmes. And that was composed by Marvin Hamlisch, which we'll get into a little bit shortly here. And in the background, this is Jesus Valdez y su combo from the 1964 album Jazz Nocturnal Jazz. We're listening to Descarga de Quique. And that's how we are going to begin this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's Sunburnt Little Community Radio Station. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver in the Lower Mainland. And you can find us on the web elsewhere and even here at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be flipping Mad Sounds face straight into the water until 9 p.m., much like I did on the island this weekend with a little tubing action. Phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. And if you want, there's Facebook, there's Twitter. Just gave a quick little announcement there, tweeting as 100 air about what's going on. And Tumblr is active too. But anyways, Marvin Hamlisch died this past Monday after a brief illness. So later on in the show, we'll take a look, at least a look at two of his film scores. But we have a couple other songs that he wrote as well. I was hoping to have a bit more time to collect, sort through some of his additional score work. Things like Sophie's Choice, The Way We Were, Chorus Line, which is a fantastic musical that was rather groundbreaking at the time. But from a timely standpoint, we're just going to go with a few cues from The Spy Who Loved Me. And then from 2009, his work for Steven Soderbergh's The Informant. But before we get to Hamlisch, let's hit some forthcoming or otherwise recent music from around this country. Starting in town, and Peace, our post-punk quartet with roots out of Ladysmith, BC. Their sophomore album, The World Is Too Much With Us, taking its name from William Wordsworth's sonnet. That's going to be coming out this October through Seattle label Suicide Squeeze. In stock of a tour soon, but details are scarce. So this is going to be Peace, with your hand in mine, here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Where is the glory in my man?
distance between Vancouver and Buenos Aires, 11,000 kilometers. From August 31st to September 9, the Vancouver Latin American Film Festival will bring Buenos Aires right at home. www.vlaff.org.
BeeCooper presents Then and Now, a fundraiser in support of Megaphone Magazine. Plus, enjoy your favorite songs from Ma Petite, Sydney York, and many more. It's happening on Tuesday, August 21st at 9 p.m. at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are $10 and all proceeds go to the Megaphone Magazine, which provides a voice and economic opportunities for the homeless and low-income community. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's start off with Peace With Your Hand In Mine, which you can find off their Bandcamp in advance of their second album, The World Is Too Much With Us, and that's due in October. And another album due in October is from Montreal's The Luyas. They'll be the animator due out through the Dead Oceans label, and we just heard the preview track 50-50. Not sure yet if the Luyas plan on using the E-Day Fix label here in Canada like they did for last year's Too Beautiful to Work, so we'll see. And Animator was inspired in part on the death of a close friend, and prior to recording the album, longtime drummer Stefan Schneider left the group, replaced by Bucky Wheaton. And then we closed that set off with Zeus with Let It Go, Don't Let It Go, and that's off the already released Bustin' Visions album. And hopefully you saw them earlier this summer when they played in town. They only have a handful of tour dates left, primarily around their hometown of Toronto, and then parts of southern Ontario, and then Illinois. And behind me, this is he eventually became jazz guitarist Larry Carlton, but at this point, from his 1968 album, with a little help from my friends, this is Don't You Care. And you can also find this on the awesomely smooth Get Easy Shine Pop compilation. And for those of you with a keen ear, next time you watch an episode of Hill Street Blues, I don't even know if it's on reruns or somewhere or Netflix, but you'll hear him play the guitar, although we almost know the piano. It is 7:49 here, Pacific Time. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies on CITR. I'm Gak. Up next, Grizzly Bear. They're ramping up publicity for their forthcoming fourth album, Shields, which is due in September through Warp. The Brooklyn Quartet have posted a couple songs this summer in advance of the album, and this was the first song they posted. And it features vocals by guitarist Daniel Rawson, who, when not also playing with the duo Department of Eagles, he released a solo EP called Silent Hour, Golden Mile, earlier this year. So from Shields, this is Grizzly Bear with Sleeping Ute here on CITR Vancouver. Wrapping up a North American tour together October 20th at the Center for the Vancouver City Vamp Performing Arts. That was David Byrne and St. Vincent, and that was Who. And that's off their collaborative album, Love This Giant, due this September through 4 AD, and Byrne's To Do Mundo label. And the former Talking Head and the guitarist known to family as Annie Clark, they first started working together in 2009 for a benefit for the housing works in Crosby Street, close to where I once worked in Manhattan. To work around the small book space, St. Vincent suggested using a brass band that didn't require amplification, so that gave both her and Byrne an easy restriction to collaborate together. They'd share musical and lyrical fragments over email, much in the same way that Byrne did with Brian Eno for the 2008 project, Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. And in the background, these are the Grasshoppers with I Am There. This is all volume 2 of the Next Stop Soweto compilation through Strut Records. And if you like how this sounds, if you can, you always check the Exploding Head Movie podcast for episode 23, around June 2010, during the time of the South African World Cup Vuvuzela Noise Fest. And there was a whole bunch of mess of sounds from South Africa there, so you can always just go to CITR.ca, click on schedule, check under Exploding Head Movies, and it might be there. I know I've been sort of capped at 100 episodes based on how dense I make my XML feed, so it may not be there, but there's ways of doing it. Anyways, I do have another interview lined up from a local act that played at the Catalano Music Festival last month, so stay tuned. We have some Bummer High coming up here on CITR Vancouver.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, I'm Gak. You're back here at Catalan Art Music Festival here with the Zulu Record Stage, 4th and Maple. And we're joined by two, maybe three of the guys from Bummer High here. So can we get you guys to introduce yourselves here quickly?
Hey, I'm Steve.
I'm Liam.
Fraser.
Fraser, all right. And then the fourth mysterious person, who, Dave.
Dave's
all right. Yeah, I know. Dave seems like an upright guy.
Over here. Sorry, I saw him talking to his dad, actually.
All right. Let's bring the microphone up.
Sorry. Yeah, I forgot about that. Sorry.
The entire radio aspect there. So you guys had a great set. How did you guys feel about that?
It was all right.
Yeah,
it was,
have you done afternoon shows
nice to
before?
It's nice to play outside for a change instead of a bar because, you know, it's...
The fresh air?
Yeah, fresh air, less sweaty.
That's right. And you get to all the young kids and elderly as well, too.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. No, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad to see kids just walking around looking confused.
That's what they do. So have you seen any parts of the festival at all, or did you just get here?
Just got here, but I'm going to be enjoying it for the rest of the day, and I have to play again at 4 o'clock with a band called Chains of Love.
Okay, that should be a great set. Do you know which stage you guys are going to be at then?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not the guy who's on top of things.
All right. Okay, so what's the connection between Time Cops and Indian Wars with Bummer High?
Well, we share members.
Okay.
Steve plays in Indian Wars, and I play in Time Cops.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you describe, the band sounds, as opposed to, what you guys do with Bummer High here?
Just between all those three bands, we're probably a lot better.
I'd say so. I don't know. Time Cops is a punk band, and Indian Wars is more of a garage band.
Okay.
But we all like different kinds of music, so... We all play in each other's bands.
Right. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit more like a Sabbath and other vibe here as well, too. A little bit like Kyuss as well.
Queens of the City. We like all kinds of stuff. We like 60s garage stuff, and we like weirdo, psych punk stuff, too, like Spaceman 3.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff that we like. Liam actually writes most of the songs in the band.
Okay.
And he plays in this other band called Student Teacher, and I think he writes all their songs, too. So that's Liam over there.
So Liam's doing
the mastermind.
Double duty. All right, Liam.
I don't actually write all the songs.
He's lying, actually.
Is there a percentage of
full
them?
Of it.
All right, so do you guys have a cassette or EP or album out at all?
Actually, we have a split 7-inch we just got the test pressing, a week ago?
Nice.
With High Drops, and they're awesome, so... It was pretty cool to actually share a split with them.
Is that coming out soon, or is that going to be part of a tour?
Yeah, it should be out early September, late August, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And you guys have any live gigs coming up at all anytime soon?
Do we? Actually, we might be tagging along with with some friends, Dead Ghost. They asked us last night if we wanted to play some shows going down the coast.
Okay.
Because they're doing like a West Coast tour.
Awesome.
And they asked us if we wanted to play some shows, so we might just do that. And then, yeah, I don't know. We're probably gonna just finish recording like an album. We have a bunch of new songs that we just have to finish recording. So
okay. So a lot of like what you played right now, that's something that hasn't been released.
All those songs are pretty much unreleased except for one.
Okay.
So we basically scrapped all of our old songs.
Start from scratch.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it sounds good. Because we used to have the guy who put out that split 7-inch. He also plays in Student Teacher with Liam.
Okay.
And he's putting it out, and he used to play drums in this band, and then and he's not anymore, so I ended up replacing him. But it's pretty cool that he wanted to actually put out the record.
That's good.
Yeah.
Connections run deep in Vancouver here, so.
Oh, yeah, totally. We're all friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Are there going to be any bands playing later that you want to check out at all? Like, I saw Lady Hawks coming up playing one of the stages, and
Last time I saw Lady Hawk was, like, 2007 or 2008 or something. It's been a long time.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't seen...
You haven't seen the full schedule?
No, I haven't seen the full schedule. I'm actually, like, the last guy to know what's going on. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, so I never know what's going on. I'm always just the guy who's like, oh, we're playing at 2:30 today?
I'll be there.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll be there. I don't really have a choice, do I?
All right, well, thanks for your time here, and good luck with Chains of Love at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, great
stuff,
guys.
Sounds good. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Put her there.
Thank you. All right, so that was Bummer High here. Interview on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Instrumental Jimi Hendrix in the background here. This is Cat talking to me. And we just heard Bummer High with the song Cough Syrup off the Lost Highway cassette out through the local Green Burrito label. I think they have a co-release thing with that as well, too, but it's also on Bandcamp, so you can always check that out. They're a great stoner rock band, and as you heard during my interview, the guys have a lot of additional music projects. The drummer Steve, if you want to know, did eventually find his way to the Chains of Love show, and hopefully he had no problems this past Saturday at the Cobalt for the Chains of Love record release party there. And yeah, we're going to continue with this sort of chugging rock sound here with this next act here on Exploding Head Movies. Wooden Ships from San Francisco, celebrating the West Coast life after growing up out east. Then they embraced a bit of a Swedish psych there by putting a J in their band name. From their most recent album, West, came out last year through Thrill Jockey, these are the Wooden Ships with Looking Out here on CITR 101.9 FM, Lower Mainland.
bad news, nobody.
On Friday, June 22nd, Shaw Cable will be discontinuing their FM channels, meaning they will no longer broadcast CITR. Aww. It's a good thing we have this big antenna. CITR, still 101.9 on your FM dial and online at CITR.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
From southern Finland. A mixture of Helsinki and then Hämeenlinna. That was Delay Trees with Gesset 2012, which kind of continues the vague apocalyptic songs with the year in the title that this show has had. And that appears on their 2010 self-titled album. If you check the personnel credits, the bassist shares my last name. I don't think he's related because Korhonen is the most common Finnish surname, but who knows. Delay Trees, their most recent release is last year's EP Before I Go-Go, but their sophomore album should be due next month through the Solidity label. And behind me, ever so faintly, this is a Bucolic. It's an electronic song written by William Gumboot, which I doubt is his real name, but I've heard weirder. So William Gumboot along with Lawrence Wiffen off the 1978 album Synthetic Music. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak, and I will get to Marvin Hamlisch soon. But before that, here's a little Toronto shoegaze going back to 2000. Here are the Mean Red Spiders and off of Stars and Suns, this is Glass.
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. Cause you're in love, you're in love, and love is here to stay.
Nice juxtaposition there. From 1963, that was Leslie Gore with a little something that the Simpsons used back in the day as chase music. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, which became a hit 2 years later when it was used in the beach movie Gone Snowy B film, Ski Party. Gore was best known for other 60 hits, primarily It's My Party, and she actually had a young Quincy Jones as a producer during her heyday, before she actually would have albums canceled, and then Shane appeared on the Adam West Batman as one of Catwoman's apprentices. Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows was one of the first songs written by Marvin Hamlisch that became popular. The song from his teens appeared a year later on Liza Minnelli's first album. Hamlisch died last Monday at the age of 68 after a brief illness, so with what little time I had to find his music, I'm going to go with two of the composer's soundtracks that I had time to listen to. Starting off with what was his most recent score, 2009's The Informant. It was his first in a dozen years, and we're actually listening to the cue, Meet Mark, in the background here. And director Steven Soderbergh specifically sought out Hamlisch to come out of a de facto retirement from scoring films to work on The Informant. Though by no means was Hamlisch retired from music, as he was the pops conductor for at least 8 American Symphony Orchestras. And I'll tell you later about some of the other projects that he'd been working on. Soderbergh imagined Hamlisch's score helping to highlight the internal shenanigans of Matt Damon's interpretation of the real-life Mark Whitaker, the agricultural chemical executive who was a wire for the FBI to help deal with some price-fixing at the company he worked at. But then he started to embezzle funds from that company as he moved up the corporate ladder, and then he started fighting with the federal agents, and things got really weird. All apparently true, but the music used kind of sort of highlights the frame of mind that Whitaker was in. So prepare for a mixture of whimsy and melancholy here. So we're about to listen to Marvin Hamlisch from The Informant. It's going to be a little hoedown called Polygraph here on Exploding Head Movies. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
From Marvin Hamlisch's score to 2009, The Informant, we heard Polygraph, then the instrumental version of Trust Me There, and then the funky Sellout has a bit of a James Bond theme, which totally doesn't appear in his, what we're going to listen to next. And in the background is the solo piano version of the theme from The Informant. It's played by Hamlisch himself. There's a lot more cues from The Informant when I played, I guess, podcast number 12 back in 2010 April. I think that's totally off the podcast feed unless you've been a long-time subscriber. But it features more of the predominant cues that way, including the awesome The Raid. The Informant, the score for it was nominated for a Golden Globe, but no Oscar for what was then thought to be the capper to Hamlisch's career. Though Soderbergh actually announced a few days ago that Hamlisch had recently completed work on what will be his final score, and that'll be for the Liberace biopic Behind the Candelabra, due later this year, which actually stars Matt Damon as well, too, along with Michael Douglas as the Liberace man himself. And Hamlisch started off his career as a pianist. Get this a little louder so you can hear some of his proficiency there. And he entered the illustrious Juilliard School of Music at the age of 7, the youngest student they ever admitted. And as a prodigy, Hamlisch managed to work to be a songwriting wizard, and his entry to film scoring was the result of playing piano just at a party. And that was for the 1968 Burn Lancaster film, The Swimmer. Hamlisch paid the bills by being a musical rehearsal player, which is how he met Barbra Streisand, when he helped out... Whoa. Somebody was clumsy there. He's like, hey, let me wave around and hit something. Sorry about that. He met Barbra Streisand, who almost sang there, backing up for the original 1964 Broadway production of Funny Girl. And Streisand and Hamlisch worked together for decades afterwards, and his work for Streisand's 1973 film, The Way We Were, helped land him Oscars and Grammys for his original work. And that was the same year that he won for Best Adapted Score at the Oscars for his ragtime music for The Sting. And which is why, in part, why we know The Entertainer inside and out. So I was going to play the Barbra Streisand version of The Way We Were, just to be thorough. But, of course, I remembered that there was a good version done by the late comedian Gilda Radner. So from the movie Gilda Live, which came out in 1980, but it came on the album Live from New York. Let's listen to Gilda Radner as Lisa Loepner, telling about her love for Marvin Hamlisch, and with a bit of her version of The Way We Were here on Exploding Head Movies. Stay tuned, we got some Bond coming up after that.
I would like to dedicate the song I'm about to play to the world's best mom, Mrs. Edith Loepner, and to my father, the late Mr. Loepner.
God rest his soul.
The song that I'm about to play is the title song from the film of the same name, The Way We Were. It was composed by my idol, Marvin Hamlisch. And the lyrics were written by Marilyn and Alan Bergman, with whom it is my dream for Marvin and I to someday double date. The Way We Were.
Misty, water, color, man.
Bambino Mukhtar, the superstar guitarist of Tuareg, North Africa, is coming to Vancouver. His electrifying jams capture the spirit of resistance and rebellion and echoes the playing of fellow Africans Tinariyen and Ali Faka Touré, not to mention icons such as Jimi Hendrix, John Lee Hooker, and Jimmy Page. You can see him live with guests Van Abasso on August 16th at the Rio Theatre. Advanced tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records or online at nightheat.ca.
You.
So does England.
He has just left. He has just left.
Over and out.
Message received. We are waiting. Over and out.
People labeled this just the disco version of the James Bond theme, originally done by Monty Norman, best adapted by John Barry. But this is Marvin Hamlisch's version, featuring a huge synth and like disco string production here. And this is known as Bond 77, and this is off of the soundtrack The Spy Who Loved Me. One of the first Bond films that didn't directly adapt from a book, because the actual book, The Spy Who Loved Me, was a bit of a Bond twist-up, as it was about a Canadian woman who eventually meets Bond about, like, two-thirds of the way through the book. So that entire story was scrapped. It was sort of like a retread of You Only Live Twice, then that came out the film version, about Stromberg building that little underwater palace there, stealing submarines and firing missiles and all that stuff. So this would be the only Bond theme, or at least the Bond score, that in the 70s that wasn't done by John Barry. And for some reason, this was done for English tax reasons, that since he was negligent on paying something, or he was just an evader at that point, he couldn't actually provide the score for it for legal reasons. So Hamlisch stepped in, and at least there's a couple things about Hamlisch I forgot to say before we listen to the Spy Who Loved Me soundtrack here. And in 1972 at Carnegie Hall, Hamlisch accompanied Groucho Marx as part of like a recap of his life there, so he's an accompaniment of a straight man for that. And in 1975 he came up with the chorus line, a musical about musicals. a very meta thing that wasn't even attempted at that time. So anyways, back to Spy Who Loved Me here. It's featured Barbara Bach as Agent Triple X, working together as they went through Egypt. Parts of Croatia, I believe, or Sardinia, as they went looking for Stromberg here. Anyways, from the Spy Who Loved Me soundtrack from 1977, we're going to listen to Marvin Hamlisch here with Ride to Atlantis. And a few more cues before we run out of time here. We're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. CITR, Vancouver. the background. This is Marvin Hamlisch here with Tanker, and before that we heard Ride to Atlantis. And we'll just sort of ride this out here. There's a chance that we could have got an instrumental version. Nobody does it better, but we got something else lined up to help with that. So these are both from the 1977 James Bond film, The Spy Who Loved Me. A bit of an aberration amongst the other James Bond scores. But realistically, if you listen to the inner soundtrack, it's kind of dicey here and there, but I've sort of highlighted the best tracks here. That's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. One thing I should say before I forget, at least aside to Marvin Hamlisch, is that he was working on another musical. It was going to be an adaptation of Nutty Professor. And by the sounds of it, almost all the music was done anyway. So it was a case that the show was in a preview. So there could have been room for some musical tracks to be adjusted, maybe some songs ditched or something tweaked. But who knows what's going to be the aftermath of that. Anyways, coming up in about 5 minutes' time, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And he'll guide you in midnight. And at that point, Canada Post Rock remains on hiatus. So things will pick up Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. with Pacific Picking. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. But in case you can't do that, if you just have iTunes open, just do a search for CITR. Look for Exploding Head Movies. You'll find it that way. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We're on other social media. It's all there. But you can always email me at radiofreegack@gmail.com. So next week, I think we'll dip into the Mondo Cain profile we're looking at this week, barring some other, like, last-minute thing happening. But we still have to take a look at The Dark Knight. We still have to take a look at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. There are things lined up. Who knows? September will probably have its own sort of mysteries as well. Otherwise, we're going to have a cover version of Nobody Does It Better. Of course, there's the instrumental version here, and I think Hamlisch is on the piano here. But Sex Mob, great sort of jazz act of New York. They did an entire album of James Bond music covers in 2001 called Sex Mob Does Bond. So we're going to listen to their take of Nobody Does It Better. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Hopefully you guys enjoy the fine weather we're having here, and hopefully sticks around. And we will see you in 7 days. Stay tuned, CITR. Nobody Does It Better.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned for The Jazz Show coming right up.